Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the name of the Lord, my dear friends. It's so good to be with you one more time. It's such a pleasure and a privilege for me to be with you today as we continue in the presence of the Lord, as we continue to lift the wonderful name of Jesus. And this morning, before we get into our lesson or what we would like to share with you this morning, I'd like you to join with me in prayer today. Amen. One of the most powerful, amen, things that the Lord had shared with us in the Word of God is, he said, whenever we come together, he said, if any two of us shall agree as touching anything, amen, whatever we in agreement with on earth, it will be in agreement in heaven. And this morning, I'd like to encourage you, those of you that are on the line, those of you who are tuning at podcasts, I want to encourage you. This is a program that want to encourage, inspire, amen, and help you to move on as you begin to walk this Christian, or you want to call it, amen, kingdom citizens walk, amen, as citizens of the kingdom. We are so blessed to be in God's presence. So let's just join in prayer this morning as we look to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we desire, O God, that your continued grace would be upon us as we continue to look to you. We know that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. And we know, Lord, that there is no other name given among men whereby man can be saved. And Lord, we thank you for that name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, the last day that on the last segment, I read from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 15. And I went on to read, amen, and I'd like to draw your attention to that scripture this morning one more time, amen. It's a wonderful scripture, praise the name of the Lord. It tells us the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the heir of the wise seeketh knowledge. I want to draw your attention to the word prudent this morning. I believe that in every home or every wherever we associate ourselves or whatever we are involved in, it is important to look at this word, amen, prudent. It said here, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. I also made mention about knowledge. It's very, very, very important. I believe that the Christian life is a life of growth and development. We all need to grow as the days come and go. As we continue to study the Word of God, I believe that there are things that is written in the Word of God that we have not yet discovered, things that would enhance our growth. Amen, as kingdom citizen people. So we're looking at this particular scripture here this morning, and it said here, the prudent man. But what is a prudent man? A prudent man is a man who is very cautious. Amen. A prudent man is a man that is alert. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I can just imagine seeing, you know, some people that I know, amen, they are alert, they're ready to learn, they're ready to get in action, amen. And a prudent man also is a man that is on the lookout, amen, hallelujah. He's watchful, bless the name of the Lord. And the Word of God said that the heart of the prudent getteth wisdom. Why? Because you are on the lookout, amen. And it's important to get knowledge. And not only that, as we begin to look carefully at this verse here. He said, further on, he went on to say, and the heir of the wise seeketh knowledge. The heir. Amen. You know, today there are so many different negativity all around us, regardless to what it is. Amen. We can turn the television on, we can walk the streets, we can drive our car. Wherever we go, we are surrounded by negativity, and this takes a good hold of our entire life. Amen. But we need, amen, even as we are about to go through this year, which is 2015, amen. It's also a year of decision, amen. It's a year of hope, amen, whereby we seek God, whereby we look unto Him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It is so good, amen, to serve the living God. Hallelujah. So we see here this morning that the air, your air, whatever you hear is so vitally important. Whatever you hear and you believe, amen. Sometimes we hear things and we begin to operate spontaneously when we hear it. But as a prudent man, what you're going to do, you would be cautious, amen, and you would, amen, try the Spirit, as the Word of God tells us, and hold fast to that which is good, which is very, very important. So this morning, my friends, I just thought I should drop this, amen, into your spirit this morning. Bless the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 15. We would continue along this path because I believe, my friends, God has given us, amen, things that would enhance our spiritual growth and development, amen, as children of the kingdom. God has blessed us, amen. And I would like to continue along this line and share with you some of the principles that God had blessed us with, amen. We look at the principle of virtue, amen. We'll be dealing with that. Knowledge, amen. Temperance, brotherly kindness, and all these different things. So today, I want to thank you, amen, for tuning in. We have Pastor Brock with us. Amen. I want to thank God for him today and for his entire family, for his dedication to the will of God. Amen. And I pray that God would continue to strengthen him. Amen. As we would pause for a while and turn over to him at this point in time. Pastor Bob.
Well, good morning, everyone, on this wonderful Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. I am a watchful man. I thank you, Pastor Richie, for sharing that word about prudence, being on the lookout. This is the year that we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to be on the lookout. Now, on Monday, I shared from the Word of God. I started talking about the three principles that we must apply for this year. The first principle was to put on love. I'm not going to repeat that, but that was principle number one. We need to go into principle number two, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Praise God for Colossians 3 and 15. And it says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. That word let is not an optional word. Mm-hmm. That word let is a commanding word. When we mm-hmm. look in Genesis chapter 1, God said 8 times, yes, 8, the number of new beginnings. God said 8 times, let. He commanded things to happen, and it happened. Let. So let's look at the word let. It's a command. The Holy Spirit is commanding every believer to let the peace of God rule. Where? In our hearts. There are situations that are that are coming upon this earth, not to scare anybody, bringing about chaos. But what the enemy tries to do is bring fear upon you. But God has already equipped every believer and has said, let the peace of God. The Amplified said, let the peace of God act as an umpire. Now, the umpire is on the playing field. You got more players than you got an umpire. But when the umpire blows the whistle, everything stops. And the umpire is in charge. The umpire in us is the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule. Now I know some of us are saying, well, how do I do that? Well, we do it by acting as though what God said is true, because it is true. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. We're focusing too much to our bank accounts, to what people are saying, and so many things we can look at and be distracted. But I'll say this to you, my friend. Set your mind on things of the Word of God. Pray. Be a person that will study the Word of God. Be a person that will meditate on the Word of God both day and night. And I guarantee that in every situation, the peace of God will rule and reign in your heart. Start today on this wonderful Wednesday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, bless the name of the Lord, my friends. It's so good to be with you this morning. And I really thank God for this wonderful opportunity that we can be on the air today. Amen. We want to thank those of you that are on the line, those of you who are tuning on the podcast. We know that it would be a blessing for you. I've seen a number here this morning, 281-451-6345. I'd just like to give, amen, a brother or sister, whosoever is on the line this morning, would you bring greetings? We just have a couple minutes here, 1 minute, amen, again. So feel free to bring greetings, 6345. Well, praise the name of the Lord. If you are not there, amen, fine, but we have seen a number here. And nevertheless, we want to thank God for you. Please remember, my friends, as we share this morning, amen, with Pastor Pastor share with us. And I want you to also remember, amen, the word prudent, alert, amen. It also tells us in the scripture that I read this morning, Proverbs 18 and 15, seek. When we talk about seeking, we are speaking about look out for, or whatever we are searching for diligently. Amen. We need whatever we are pursuing, we need to seek it gently and with passion. And today I want to thank you for what God has done for you. Amen. God has blessed us today that we can see this great and wonderful day, a day, amen, that we have not, we have just experienced. Amen. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning, and we are so thankful that we can be with you this morning. Nevertheless, I want to share with you, we are in the La Quinta Inn every Sunday. On Sunday, we will not be in the La Quinta Inn. I would be traveling to Florida for the weekend. So we would be back the following Sunday. We would be there. But this coming Sunday, we will not be at the La Quinta Inn. Amen. Please remember that. Those of you who are in the Houston area, feel free to stay in tune with us. And we would like you to put this on your calendar. We would be having a conference coming up in June month. Also, seminar in March month. Amen. We're going to bring you up to date with the dates. But in June 12 and 13, we'll be having a powerful young man and his family ministering to us. Amen. As we continue up the wonderful name of Jesus. So may God richly bless you today. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you as you continue to lift the name of Jesus. Remember, continue seeking the Lord. Don't give up. Amen. We are here to encourage you. Bless the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes when you listen to other ministers and you, amen, it's going to encourage you, amen, to keep moving on. So we want to encourage you this morning to continue looking on to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. May God richly bless you. You have a great day, and we look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to write me. My mailing address is P.O. Box 34261, Houston, Texas, 77234. Or you can send me an email message. It's eomint@yahoo.com. Or you can visit our webpage, www.eomist.com. Or you can, amen, call me. My phone number is 713-344-7698. May God bless you, and thank you for being with us today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Brock. So good to see you this morning.
Well, praise the Lord. I got my dear friend here with me this morning, and she's going to smile at you.
Hey, Pastor Richie. God bless you.
Oh, how are you?
I've been here listening to the word, just taking it in.
All right. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a
good family.
I say you have a great and wonderful day.
Yes, sir. You too. The other family, hello.
Wonderful, yeah.